At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now it is time for the bookshelf interview, and joining us this week is the former minister, MEP, and member of the Gender Equality Advisory Committee to the G7, Frances Fitzgerald. Frances, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. Now you have you brought. I love your research. Frances has brought in a pile of books.
Typical woman, you know, just do the research.
No, I think yeah, really good. Yeah. Let's start with your favourite book of recent times. It is by a former first lady.
Oh, yeah. Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back a few years now, obviously. But I think it's a brilliant read. It's the best-selling biography of all time. And if
is
anybody...
It?
Yes, is it, it is.
Can I express a little scepticism here?
Yes.
At the start.
Go for it.
I find the Obamas dreadfully dull, personally, right? I can't read... I never read any of the Audacity of Hope or whatever
I
it is.
I know, yeah. They might be a bit twee, all right. But this is brilliant.
Is it?
Yes,
tell me why.
Because it's very natural. It's full of warmth. It's full of insight stories about their time in the White House. It's about how much she hated politics and couldn't believe what politics does to people, did to people, did to her.
Fair.
How
you
hard
can identify with that as a former politician.
Of course I can. But the inside stories, like about she suddenly couldn't walk out when she wanted to go out and celebrate something that was happening in the country, had to call the civil service, not the the Secret Service, get them back into the White House. And her childhood, like very, very ordinary childhood, obviously a brilliant woman. And I'm very impressed at the way she began to find her own identity in the White House, and actually subsequently as well.
Okay, smart woman,
natural.
Yeah,
it's very kind of instinctive and natural. And I think, you know, I'm not surprised it's a bestseller because, you know, what you said at the beginning, I can see why people might say, oh, you know, she would write one, wouldn't she? But it's a very personal story.
Yeah. No, to be honest, it's more Barack I find hard going. But anyway, that's just a personal
definitely
thing.
Definitely recommend it. And yeah, so millions of other people.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. And millions of people, I suppose, can't be wrong. Okay, so that's it's called Becoming, isn't it?
It's called Becoming. It's kind of becoming herself, I think, really.
Finding herself.
Yes.
It must have been challenging, I think.
Very tough. Very tough, yes.
Let's talk about one of your recent reads, Strangers, A Memoir of Marriage, Bell Burden. I haven't read this book, but I've read a lot about it at the time. It's a true story, basically. It's her truth. It's her personal story,
isn't
it? It's
actually a personal story. Her name is, you know, as it is, Bell Burden. She doesn't name her former husband, but of course, people in
America,
New York.
Everybody knows who he is.
Everybody knows who he is. Yeah. I don't have his name to hand, so I won't.
We won't out him here on the Hard Shoulder.
We won't add to it. Yeah. It's a memoir of marriage. I mean, it is very riveting as a book. It's really, the question is, do you ever really know the person you're in a relationship with? And, you know, when the breakdown comes, if a breakdown comes, reflecting back on it. And this is what she does here. Brings up issues about arrangements before, say, a marriage, financial arrangements, independence, women submerging their lives in a relationship and it may be going wrong.
Because my recollection of this is it happened, the breakup happened around the time of COVID, and she had quite a, you know, an amazing lifestyle.
She was a rich woman herself.
They had a house
anyway
in Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, they did.
It was kind of idyllic. They were living, obviously it was COVID, but they were living quite an idyllic life, and then he just
out of the blue
says, I'm leaving.
I hear about that more frequently now. I often hear of cases like that, actually. And people are kind of left mystified. And she was completely mystified. And the book is about her working out as much as she could what this was about. So it's a very psychological journey. And I found it quite gripping too.
Yeah. I'd say so. It sounded really, really
good. I only brought in the books I like, Shane. I didn't bring in the ones I found boring.
Good, good. She kind of finds her voice writing the book.
Oh, she does. And she had always wanted to write, but hadn't become a writer and wasn't writing. And then she started making notes about, you know, this experience. And it turned into this Strangers, which is a funny title in a way, because it's a memoir of marriage.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. I like that. Really good choice. Really interesting choice, your next one. I'm fascinated by this book because it's quite a prescient book. I think it was first published in 1981. I'm talking about Betty Friedan's Second Stage. Tell us about the book.
Well, Betty Friedan influenced me a lot. Feminine Mystique was her first book. This was The Problem That Had No Name. This was women who were in good relationships, happily married, children, whatever, but felt unfulfilled. And nobody had sort of said, you have a right to a life of your own. And she named this very influential book in the Feminine Mystique. Then fast forward 20 years and she writes another book, very prescient and very much saying, well, how do we actually work it out? How do we have our careers? How do we have children? What's the role of men? All very topical discussions now. I just looked back at parts of it when I selected it. And like, it's really talking about contemporary issues now.
Yeah.
But 20 years ago saying, you know, these are the things we're going to have to face in the second stage.
Interesting. One line that jumped out at me, I don't know if you thought it was significant, Frances. By the way, our guest is Frances Fitzgerald from Autonomy. We're going through her favourite books here on the bookshelf. She said the women's movement, she warned against the women's movement, dissolving into factionalism, male bashing and preoccupation. I thought this was the interesting bit, with sexual and identity politics rather than bottom line political and economic inequalities.
Exactly.
Does that resonate with you?
Yes, and she was heavily criticised at the time.
I can imagine.
When she wrote that, because people said you're kind of giving in. And in fact, what she was doing was identifying the real issues in individual lives about combining work and family life, about men's changing role. And but she was criticised for it. I actually met her. We had a conference here many years ago and she came over and spoke at it. She was superb.
Yeah. I think it's amazing that for somebody to have written a book so long ago that when you go back to it decades on, that not only does it still hold true, but actually you go, that was really prescient. That's quite a feat, isn't it?
It certainly was. She was very academic.
Back at most of our views,
they look
30,
very dated,
40 years
don't
ago.
They? Very, very dated.
Some of my views are still dated, some people would say. But certainly if I went back to 1981, my views would be totally different to now. So I do think that is
it's
really
an extraordinary book.
Yeah, great choice. Your honourable mention, Good People. Tell us about this book.
Yes, Good People, I think is an interesting one, particularly in view of the kind of discussions, debates we're having here at the moment about integration, different cultures. This is an Afghan family living the American dream in Virginia near Washington. Suddenly, the Sharaf family, suddenly an extraordinary event unfolds and lots of different voices have heard about what actually happened. This is classic in some ways. It's about first and second generation. It's about the arguments between parents and children. If you come, the Afghan culture is all over it, but so is contemporary teenage America. And so it really looks at how the media is quick to jump to answers, how we treat the other, how you integrate in a society if you've come from a totally different culture. And what are the challenges and what are the complications for the children? It's very gripping. The daughter actually, and this comes very early in the book, the daughter dies, but it's not about her death. It's about what happened, who was involved, why did it happen? It's almost like a mystery, but very good book. It is fiction. But apparently there was a similar kind of story in the States around the same time.
Okay, all right, really interesting. Good People by Pamina Sabit. That is fiction, but for your last book, you've picked a one I'm really, really interested in. It's a true crime book written by Patrick Radden Keefe, who many people here will know as the author of Say Nothing, the the story about the abduction and murder of Jean McConville, which is an absolutely brilliant book. He's a serious investigative journalist.
He's a wonderful writer. Yeah. And I lived in London for 7 years and I was sort of attracted because it's called London Falling, A Mysterious Death in a Gilded City. And it's about a young boy, Brettler, and he jumps out a window. And Zoe Brettler, and comes from a very respectable family.
Yeah, and the jumping out the window is actually picked up by an MI5 camera.
It is, across the Thames.
And it does seem like he did jump.
That's right.
No one pushed him.
But why? And what's the backstory? And what do the parents find out about their son, who went to the good schools, 19, and so Patrick is an investigative journalist, and what he does, it's like the level of detail he goes into. He finds out who he mixed with. He then begins to unravel a world of criminality in London, existing alongside, legitimate wealth. And, you have people from all around the world, Russians, you have all this money coming into London. How are people making money?
And this young man had a double life, pretending he was the son of a Russian oligarch.
Well, we can't tell the end of the story.
Okay.
What happens is that the parents begin to say, a bit like that first book did we ever really know this son of ours? And they're quite shocked at what looks like ordinary life around them in London. And suddenly through their son and what happened to him and the people he was mixing with and trying to impress for whatever reason. And it leaves you with questions about why was he trying to impress people so much?
Okay, really interesting. I'm looking forward to reading it because Say Nothing is absolutely brilliant. And if you haven't seen the drama of the same name, well worth watching. Are you one of these people that has about 10 books beside the bed at any given time?
I go out and buy a lot of books together, particularly for when I'm in holiday. I'm in a book group.
Yeah,
and
are you?
Oh, yes. But I haven't been the most reliable member of the book group because I was in Brussels for 5 years.
Okay.
And the wonderful Augusta McCabe, my dear friend from way back my social work days, organises the book group. A big shout out to her.
Okay.
And as I said, I'm the least member of the book group who should be speaking today.
Is there ever a glass of wine drunk at the book club, or is it only strictly for reading?
There was a time when people went into more elaborate sort of things, and then there was strictly cheese and biscuits and tea. And then I think there might be a glass of wine, but then people started doing a little bit more again. So it kind of comes and goes.
It sounds brilliant. It sounds brilliant. Listen, great choices. Thanks as ever for coming into us. Frances Fitzgerald with some brilliant choices for the book club, or not the book club, the bookshelf. I'm getting confused now. Frances, thank you indeed.
Thanks a lot, Shane. My pleasure.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.